What's going on, y'all? This is Jerome Smith, also known as Jess, a.k.a. The Best, and welcome back to Sync Music Mondays. You know, a lot of people, you know, they don't look forward to Mondays, but Mondays is my favorite day of the week because I love what I do. If you love what you do, you always look forward to Mondays. I don't look forward to the weekend. The weekend is cool, but Mondays, that's when the real work begins if you love what you do. So let me introduce my co-host, my man, my brother, the man of the hour, the man, the myth, the legend. Kyle Hunter, also known as K-Sparks. What's good, man?
What's up, Jay? What's going on, bro, man? Everything healthy, man. It's Monday, man. It's the top of the week.
And I'm ready to get to the money.
That's it. That's it, man. That's it, man. That's what we're here for, man. You know, financial literacy, man, helping musicians get to the bag, man, and just be, you know, successful, ambitious, driven, motivated, Sync Music Mondays. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. You know, I need some knowledge right now. I need some gems. Can you, what's the word of the day, man? What's the word of the day?
The word of the day. Y'all know what it is. Sync Music Mondays, we always got the word of the day. We dropping gems. So today's word of the day for y'all, and y'all see this up on the screen. Excuses make today easier, but tomorrow a lot harder. Discipline makes today harder, but tomorrow a whole lot easier. I'm going to say it again. Excuses make today easier, but tomorrow a lot harder. Discipline makes today harder, but tomorrow a lot easier. I know a lot of times in life, it's like a lot of times people make excuses why they can't do certain things. So people a lot of times will talk themselves out of making progress. So they'll say, well, I can't do that. I don't have time. Like, I never have time. Like, I can't do that. And what you realize is those types of people, that's basically like a defeated attitude. It's like you already defeat yourself before you even give yourself the opportunity to try to fix the problem. And when you live life like that, your problems stay the same. So if you don't fix the problem immediately, you're just going to find yourself in the same situation. Sure, we all got obligations. We got responsibilities. There'll never be enough time. But what we can't do is get in the rut of complaining about the same things all the time and never making change. That's the definition of insanity, right? It's like doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Like, you're not going to get it. So, you know, be disciplined, be laser focused, be like a sniper, you know, just focused on your goals, honing into what you got to do. And do what you got to do. Be disciplined. You know, you can succeed. You can win. You know, just make results, not excuses. And that's the word of the day.
I love that, man, because I don't like them people that just be complaining all the time, making excuses for everything. It's like they always bringing the energy down. I need good vibes, good energy, keep the same energy. I need all that.
Energy, facts, man. Well, you know that, you know, Jay, they call those people energy vampires, right? Those are the, you know, shout out to my homegirl, Elizabeth Hoekstra. She spoke about this. It's like those are people that just bring down your energy. It's like every time you talk to them, it's just gloom and doom. Hard times and heartache. And it's like, damn, man, pick a struggle. Like, you know, at some point you gotta pivot. You gotta turn the corner. If you always down in the dumps, you gloom and doom, you gotta self-assess. You know, like, why are you so miserable? Like, why is every day so bad? Like, yo, pick yourself up, man. You know, stay motivated. Like, you know, don't get in this rut of, you know, being undisciplined and just every day is the same day. Nah, make tomorrow better than yesterday and the future even brighter.
Facts. The day is what you make it, what you put into it.
Yep.
Me and Kyle, we was talking about, you know, we wanted to give y'all really, you know, maybe like 3 or 4 different types of music libraries that y'all can, you know, do your research on and submit to. There's plenty of others, but, you know, we just want to keep it condensed. So this is just going to be three libraries that you can submit, do your research, and all that too. So the first library that we're going to talk about is A&G Sync. You want to break down, you know, what A&G Sync is, what they do, and all that?
Absolutely. So, you know, me and Jay, like he said, we figured this is something that artists need, you know, like that's what they keep asking us, like, where do I submit music? Where do I submit music? So this is part one. Like, we'll this is like an ongoing thing where we'll mention like different libraries. So the first one is ANG Sync. All right. And essentially with ANG Sync, they are an international award winning sync agency. They have various placements. You know, you guys can visit the website. It's AG as in George, syncmusic.com. That's their website. And they have placements all over the place. I mean, you know, I'm looking at the site now from Atlanta, Apple Music with Verizon, Google, Fortnite, Samsung, Pixel, all these different outlets. Like, it's just, they have a plethora of placements. So it seems like, you know, they are definitely presently, actively, as of today, accepting submissions from artists. You know, we don't do this segment to co-sign an agency. We just provide the information, and then you could do your homework. If you feel that you would be a good fit for this particular sync agency, what I always suggest artists do is to visit their website, and you want to look at what type of artists they have on their roster. So, you know, if you do a particular genre and you listen to the artists that they have available and you feel you would be a good fit, then definitely submit. So, you know, from what we can see at face value, definitely seems like it's pretty solid. So, you know, that's an outlet that you can submit your music to, ANG Sync.
Also, if you feel like the music that you make, they don't have, you can easily fill that void and be bringing even more value to them. So I feel like you should always, you know, at least reach out. You know, if it sparks your interest, at least reach out, you know, build that relationship and see what happens, because it might work out for you.
Definitely.
Let's move on to music library number two, Epidemic Sound. Now, me personally, I haven't worked with Epidemic Sound, but I've heard a lot of stories about them. I know that they deal with a lot of royalty-free music. They do a lot of things in collaboration with a lot of video directors, editors, and things of that nature. So, Kyle, you should break it down even further. What exactly is Epidemic Sound?
Yeah, absolutely, Jay. So Epidemic Sound, they've been around for a while. They are presently accepting music submissions from artists. I am aware that they do buyouts. So if you're not familiar with a buyout, what that means is that you provide them with music and they buy it from you, right? So that's essentially the nature of what they do. They have some really great music from what I've heard. It's a very massive, big company. So they are definitely a company that is well known within the licensing space. I know that they get like a lot of placements, a lot of opportunities. So, you know, Epidemic Sound has been around for a while, and, you know, I don't see them going anywhere anytime soon. So, you know, like we said, even in regards to ANG Sync, same applies for Epidemic Sound. You know, we're not necessarily ever co-signing any company. We're just putting it on your radar. So go to their website as well. Look at the roster, see what artists they have, and see if you can fill a void. Or, you know, if not, if you still want to shoot your shot, like, you always miss 100% of the shots that you never take, right? So got to shoot your shot, see what happens, and could be a good fit for you.
You never know. And what works for one person might not work for the other, and vice versa. So you always just got to do you. Do you. Now, last but not least, music library number three, Soul Stereo. Not mono, Soul Stereo. Break down, what is Soul Stereo?
Right, so Soul Stereo is another company that I recently came across. And, you know, I saw that they have a pretty diverse roster. So it looks like they're always looking for talented artists to join their roster. And they have a lot of placements as well that they have gotten for artists. I'm going on the website now to pull up some of these key things that I see. But I see like a lot of TV, film, commercial placements that they've had, and rather successful too. So, you know, like we said before, we believe in the approach of like investing, because this is like financial literacy for your music, right? So you want to invest in different libraries with your music. So, you know, you might want to reach out to Soul Stereo and have some tracks with them, but then you might want to go with Epidemic Sound as well. Then you might want to take the ANG Sync. So you have music in multiple libraries. working for you so you can have multiple streams of income. So if one sync company's underperforming, you might have two that are overperforming. That's okay, right? So, you know, always you want to be diverse in regards to your music and submitting it. And yeah, those are three companies that you can submit your music to. And we wish y'all the best of luck, man. We believe in y'all and y'all gonna kill it.
So like my man Kyle said, I mean, these are just three. These are not our favorites. These are not what we say are the best. These are just three. There's going to be plenty more. You know, we're going to go into 5, 7, 10, 20. We're going to go into a whole lot of other music libraries, but this is just part one. So do your research, do your homework, study, do your Googles, and submit. If you feel like it's right for you, submit. But until next week, we over. We out.